USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Joe Biden will have a very busy Monday coming up as he's going to be signing the newly passed infrastructure bill at a very large event that may be held on the White House South Lawn if the weather permits. Word is that's because they're expecting such a large crowd of invited guests. The president was speaking about that package during a cabinet meeting on Friday.
It'll create millions of new jobs, it will grow the economy, and we'll win the world economic competition that we're engaged in the second quarter of the 21st century with China and many other countries.
In fact, China is the second part of the president's busy Monday, as he's expected to have a virtual meeting on Monday evening with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. It will be the first formal bilateral meeting between those two leaders. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size, slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
A 2-year-old boy is in critical condition but still alive, miraculously, after falling 9 stories from a New York City window. The toddler reportedly fell through an air conditioner-sized gap in a 9th-floor window of a Bronx apartment building last night. He's at a Harlem hospital, again, in critical condition. There are news reports that say no criminality is suspected so far, although there is an investigation. Britney Spears thanking her fans now that her conservative has ended. The pop star posting a video on Instagram last night showing her fans celebrating the decision along with the caption, "Good God, I love my fans so much, it's crazy." She added, "I think I'm going to cry for the rest of the day." At a hearing on Friday, a California judge ended Spears' 13-year-long court-ordered conservatorship. And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Moments ago, we told you about President Biden's busy upcoming Monday. Well, that's also the day that former Trump advisor Steve Bannon's expected to surrender after being indicted for contempt of Congress. Bannon refusing to honor a subpoena to testify before the House committee investigating the January Capitol attack. Lawsuits are piling up following the deadly Astroworld concert a week and a day ago in Houston. An update now from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Head attorney Benjamin Crump says his team represents more than 200 people who were injured, and they're filing 90 lawsuits on their behalf. He called out the event's promoters, saying they should have stopped the show at the first sign of a problem.
So everybody could see what's going on. Everybody could see who was on the ground. Everybody could see where everybody was at, and everybody could just take a breath. But they didn't do that.
Witnesses say there was no way to escape, and no one was there to help. Reina Irihita explains the situation.
It's such a horrible feeling thinking that I witnessed someone lose their life right in front of me and have people there say, oh, it's drugs, or it's just this and that, and me saying it's alive.
9 people were killed and more than 300 were injured. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.